WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
This edition of WeatherBrains 101 is more of a newser. The reason is that the next generation of geostationary Earth orbiting satellites has sent its first high resolution images of the Western Hemisphere. GOES-R was launched on November the 19th, 2016 at 6:42 p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Cape Canaveral, Florida. These first images usher in a new era of Earth and space weather observation for the United States. The satellite was launched as GOES-R, but now that it is in orbit and going through a battery of operational tests, it has been renamed GOES-16. GOES-16 is the first spacecraft in the GOES-R series of four new geostationary satellites capturing higher resolution images of weather patterns and atmospheric phenomena than any of NOAA's GOES satellites to date. The higher resolution will allow forecasters to pinpoint the location of severe weather with greater accuracy. GOES-16's Advanced Baseline Imager, or ABI, instrument, built by Harris Corporation, can multitask in a way that older satellites cannot. It can provide a full disk image of the Earth every 15 minutes, one of the continental U.S. every 5 minutes, and target regional areas where severe weather, hurricanes, wildfires, volcanic eruptions, or other high-impact events are occurring as often as every 30 seconds. ABI covers the Earth 5 times faster than the current generation of GOES imagers and has 4 times greater spatial resolution, allowing meteorologists to see smaller features, details that can help forecasters improve forecasts. Once operational later this year, GOES-16 will support short-term forecasts, watches and warnings, maritime forecasts, wildfire monitoring, volcanic ash monitoring, and space weather predictions. In May, NOAA will announce the planned location for GOES-16. By November 2017, GOES-16 will be operational as either the GOES East or GOES West satellite. Following on the heels of GOES-R will be GOES S, the next spacecraft in the series, which is planned for launch in the spring of 2018. GOES S is undergoing environmental testing at Lockheed Martin Corporation's Littleton, Colorado facility, where it was built. A full set of environmental, mechanical, and electromagnetic testing will take about 1 year to complete. After its initial on-orbit checkout, the GOES S satellite will be moved into the other operational position as GOES 17. This is definitely an exciting time for meteorologists with a new tool to help unlock more information about our fantastic atmosphere. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.